they just take the music on its own merit. And, you know, they fish people like me, and me particularly, actually, it seems, out of the middle of nowhere and say, you know, we like this guy and, you know, we think he's whatever. And, of course, it's revitalised my career.
Of course. Well, I mean, bands like Fleet Foxes in the States and Mumford & Sons over here, have, you know, they're all big mainstream acts now. So, obviously, people are going back and they're looking at the source material. They're mentioning you as an influence.
Yeah.
And people are going back and listening to your stuff.
Yes, and it's good. It's good because, you know, at last I feel as I can earn a living again.
It's true. It's, of course, the 40th year's anniversary of Whistle Test, so I expect you must have been on that show quite a few times.
Oh, yeah. Bob asked me to do... there's been a series, I think, of probably about 10 people who've been asked to contribute to... I don't know what they call it, so the revival of the old grey whistle test or something. I'm not quite sure. I'd rather talk about Manchester City. I have to say that I think that that Fernando Torres will score 15 goals this season.
Do you think he's going to come good now?
I think he should have gone with his right foot.
Yeah.
The same as with the first time.
Yeah.
But the ball, he played the ball outside of himself and outside of the post.
Outside the left, he should have gone with the right when he was on it.
But, you know.
As a City fan, of course, you were cheering him on, looking for him to get back. And never had they gone.
I want every other game to be a draw.
Well, it might have been a draw if he'd scored. It would have been 3-2.
Yeah,
13 minutes left. But it's going to be interesting, isn't it? City, it's one thing to build this team and bring in all these players, but to actually win it against United, who are so experienced at winning it, it's going to take a bit
of
time.
They can't win it this year. They won't be able to, though. So it was something that Mancini said today. He said that we haven't got strength in depth. And actually, he's right.
Oh, come on.
He says, I'm a couple of players shot. I'm down to the
ridiculous.
Bare bones.
That's madness.
It is crazy. You know, he's going to get no sympathy.
Wait a minute. I think the squad is 22. So there are two places up for grabs, you know?
No, you're going to get no sympathy from any other fans.
No, I'm not asking for sympathy. I've got an identity crisis in any case, being a City fan.
It's weird, isn't it? I mean, you remember a time when they were successful, when they won the league in the 60s and they were won the cup in the 60s and they were a side. Then you had this kind of fallow period, say 20-odd years, when they yo-yoed up and down, didn't win anything. And now there's this kind of dreamland you're in.
I know. It's almost better to be back in the second tier, dare I say it, but you know, I'll be shouted down by a million others, you know, what are you talking about? But our sense of humor and all the rest of it is built on days like that. You know, nowadays you can't, in the current atmosphere, there is none of that really. It's all been clouded over by winning a lottery.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll still find a way to fail and then you'll be able to enjoy it.
I'm a sad man because I've not failed.
So you've got a new 2-CD collection out of songs at the moment, which has just come out. Also you're doing some gigs around the CD.
Yeah, and I'm doing Jules tomorrow, later with Jules tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic. Well, look out for that. Yeah, that's back. So that's right, they do the half-hour show, the live show on a Tuesday, and then the show goes out on Friday as well.
Yeah, I'm doing both of the shows, so...
Oh, brilliant.
That'll be good.
Excellent.
Roy, lovely to see you. Thanks ever so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. It's been lovely.
Songs of Love and Loss, volumes 1 and 2, is available now, and you can see him on Jules Holland tomorrow night, Roy Harper, and, catch him. Where some of the gigs you're going to be playing? You're playing the Festival Hall, is that right?
Yeah, Festival Hall. It sold out in 6 days.
Oh, nice one.
I was amazed, but...
More than City did last week in the Champions League. There'll be a few walk-up for Roy's.
Fantastic. Yeah, well, no, coming in through the slates in the roof, I they did in Liverpool one year.
good to see you. Thanks very much.
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you.
3 o'clock.
Thanks, Andy.
Paul Hawksby, Andy Jacobs. Let's leave you with a very quick bit of When an Old Cricketer Leaves the Crease.
Pushing for four with the skin on a dusty with 2 pounds 6 of willow wood in the sun. When an old cricketer leaves the crease, you never know whether he's gone.
Hawksby and Jacobs on Talk.